This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday, as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department. Covering activity from earlier this week. They do include a couple of arrests. A 25-year-old female from Cody arrested for manufacture, deliver of a controlled substance under the influence and probation violation. She wasn't supposed to do the dope. She was supposed to deliver it.
Well, that's the problem with these dopers. They always got to sample the product and make sure it's up to snuff.
Don't take any of it. I won't. Met a 43-year-old arrested for DUI, failure to maintain a lane, an open container. So the cops don't even have to ask, have you been drinking? Well, I just spilled my drink. Oh, yeah, a little bad.
Not as of 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Traffic stop, Cougar Avenue, drive warned for speeding in a school zone and cited for not using child safety restraint. So this is 8 a.m. Late for school. Get your belt unbuckled. I'm just going to slow down. You get out.
Tuck and roll, Junior. Yeah. Tuck and roll.
Let's see. Dogs. Miscellaneous assistance. Crystal Cove Apartments. RP wants to talk to an officer about some issues he saw when he dropped his daughter off at the mom's house. Disposition. Assistance given. I saw issues.
Mm-hmm.
Issues were going on. So... attempt to locate at Arby's. RP says her son just took off from the drive-thru on foot. Yep. I don't want Arby's.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Last seen wearing jeans and a black jacket. Disposition unable to assist. So,
well, I guess really it all depends on how old is the son.
Yeah.
30?
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
And didn't obviously agree on the menu choice.
I want chicken.
Auto burglary, Mountain View, lost purse, green patchwork purse, wallet, purse was left in vehicle, disposition, citation issued.
Huh.
I don't know what the citation would be, but don't know how they got in.
Yeah.
You know, in an auto burglary, usually they just open the door.
Boy, they should put locks on those things.
Yeah, but they don't. So
apparently.
Traffic stop at Cody Escape Room. Driver cited for speeding in a construction zone. Citation issued.
I thought there might be somebody shouting, "Let me out!"
Yeah. So right after they escaped, they sped away. Oh, sorry.
I thought that was part of the plan.
Yeah, we got real cops now. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trespass complaint. Alpine. RP like the listed mail. Trespass from his home. Unable to assist. A lot of times when it's unable to assist, the person lives there. So,
or it's like the mailman or something. That guy just keeps bringing me bills.
Yeah. Property damage, Sheridan Avenue. RP has a hole in her wall. Looks like a gunshot. Disposition. Yeah. C case. Yeah. So, yeah, when people start shooting at your house.
It is Wyoming, after all.
Suspicious activity. Willow Lane. RP says there are people walking around this house. There hasn't been anyone living in the house for about 5 years. Disposition gone on arrival. So it's not his house. Mm. It's a house in the area that somebody, he thinks, nobody has been living there. And then you've got someone wearing a gold jacket showing people the house. So it's like, oh, call the police. Help us. It's suspicious.
I wonder if it's Nancy Lee. She's number one on the west side.
Yeah. Threats on Date Street. Female making threats to family members in regards to getting her stuff. Disposition. Assistance given. Christmas is coming up. She's not going to get more stuff from the family. So I'm guessing. Suspicious activity. 23rd Street. Tall male with a stocking cap. And coat walked into neighbor's backyard. Disposition unable to locate. So a tall male with a stocking cap unable to locate. Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Was he wearing glasses?
Yeah. Striped shirt, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's hard to find.
Unable to locate. Oh, wait, there he is. Yeah. Let's see. Civil standby. Theft. Walmart. RP needs report. Theft. Disposition. C case. People are out Christmas shoplifting is what it is. So they gotta fill that shopping list with things stolen from Walmart.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance. Lockhart, RP wants to talk to an officer about someone that just tried to bribe him into doing something. That's what a bribe is.
I mean, like bribing your kid to take the garbage out. Hey, here's $5.
Yeah, that's a bribe. Mm. Yeah. So, but he's being bribed to do something. Mm. So, I guess, you know, if you hire a worker, you're bribing them to work. Yeah.
I guess it all depends on what they wanted you to do.
Yeah. Fraud related, Yankee car wash. RP believes a male subject tried to scam him out of car washes.
Your car's not clean enough. You got to run it through again.
There's some high crime going on. So.
What kind of scam can you pull in a car wash?
I don't know. Let's see. Traffic stop, 16th Street, cited for running a school bus stop sign. Ooh. And a warning for no insurance, and then no turn signal. So you run a school bus sign. You are being pulled over by the cops. I am not going to use my turn signal.
I have a constitutional right to not signal.
Yeah, so, you not only, when you run those school bus stop signs, you are on video doing it, too. So well, you can't really argue that point.
And, you know, we do take this very seriously in Wyoming. We've had some bad accidents where children have literally died. So
yeah.
Respect the bus.
Let's see. And this occurring at 3:20 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Kids are out of school. So, fraud-related on 11th Street, RP says she fell victim to giving out information over the phone. Disposition, C case. So, you know.
Never. And remember, yesterday during the blotter, we had a case of fraud. Immediately following that, I did a story in Wyoming News about how good we are when it comes to fraud cases.
Yeah.
We rank in the bottom of fraud committed per capita. But it seems to be happening around here quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit here in Park County. So, it just, you know... And it's been the ladies that have been frauded.
Sometimes,
so,
yeah. But don't ever give information over the phone, especially.
No.
And when they call up, I love these intimidation tactics where they say that if you don't pay immediately, that the sheriff will be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. That just doesn't happen.
No.
And if you know you haven't committed a crime, say, fine, bring them on.
Yeah, and you don't pay off government agencies with gift cards. Okay?
Ever.
No. So... Harassment on Blystein. RP wants to talk to an officer about his ex and her new boyfriend harassing him. Disposition, assistance given. So she convinced the new boyfriend to harass the ex, too. So, and this guy's going, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. Yeah. So
she sounds like a keeper.
See, assault. Checker O'Reilly Auto Parts. Co-worker was assaulted at the store. Male was wearing a mask. Disposition, unfounded. Hard to get a lot of good descriptions of assaulters nowadays.
Well,
so.
And that came up with the counterfeiters in Jackson. Well, we've got them on video.
Yeah.
The guy's wearing a mask.
Yeah, but they're all wearing masks. So let's see. Patrol Extra assisted their agency, 23rd Street. RP wants an officer to be present during a search. Disposition, assistance given. Not sure who RP is with, but they search people. So threats on 17th Street. RP says a customer threatened his life yesterday. He'd like to talk to an officer about what happened. Disposition, assistance given. So this guy stewed about being threatened with his life for, you know, the day before. Bad check complaint, Ace Hardware. RP needs to report bad check being passed. Disposition, assistance given. So people are still accepting checks, Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which are a piece of paper with a note written on it with a certain amount and then signed and then handed over with a look on your face. Is this good? You know, that's how it works.
And,
so.
In tiny little letters, it says, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a burger today.
Yeah. theft on Cottonwood. RP would like to speak with an officer about her Social Security check being stolen. Ah. RP in the lobby. And there's a way for you to have the government put it actually in your account. But yeah, some people don't trust that.
Don't they probably have direct deposit for that sort of thing?
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash, Cody Middle School. RP backed into another car right by the tennis courts.
My tennis courts.
Yeah, so he was serving, you know, driving the car. Animals. And then theft at Walmart. Shoplifter, disposition, CKs. 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
So they have cameras all over in Walmart. We know that because we've seen pictures of people, how they dress at Walmart.
There's a whole website dedicated to it.
There
somewhere.
Is. So check that out, too.
Did you ever see the quote? The lady said, I like going to Walmart because I don't have to dress up like when I go to Target.
Yeah. Target is ultra chic.
Fancy.
So, yeah. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim is bribed to work on Thursdays. Ask him about it. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.